Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Another week, an end to another White House career in the Trump administration. Two, as a matter of fact. Earlier in the day on Thursday, John Dowd resigned as President Trump's lead lawyer in the special counsel investigation. And then in the evening, a move that's been signaled for weeks. Army General H.R. McMaster is leaving his post as National Security Advisor, and he'll be replaced by John Bolton, former ambassador to the UN in the George W. Bush administration, and during the Obama years, a fixture on Fox News. Here's John Bolton on Fox News in 2015, making his case for the United States to bomb Iran.
Just as Israel twice before has struck nuclear weapons programs in the hands of hostile states, I'm afraid, given the circumstances, that's the only real option open to us now.
Right now, or are you saying leading into the future?
No, I would have done this 5 or 6 years ago, because the earlier you strike, the more damage you can do.
John Bolton, first strike proponent, hawkish, aggressive thought leader, they call them in Washington, on foreign policy. John Bolton will now be the president's third national security advisor after H.R. McMaster and after General Mike Flynn was fired and then charged by Robert Mueller. Zach Beauchamp is senior reporter for Vox and host of Worldly, which is Vox's podcast on world politics and national security. Zach, good to have you back.
Hi, happy to be back.
Well, Zach, talk about Bolton. Many people remember him from the George W. Bush administration at the UN and from his years on Fox News. We played a bit of it there where he made a living criticizing President Obama's foreign policy. What do we need to know about John Bolton?
So there are two really important things to know about John Bolton. The first is that his hawkishness is not a random fad that he had. It is the one thing that is consistent throughout his career. I mean, there are some other things, but the biggest one. He has advocated bombing a number of different countries. He has done so over and over again, and he sincerely believes it. The second one is that Bolton is a kind of savvy and underhanded political operator and not a great boss. So he was famous for screaming at subordinates. This is part of the reason why when Bush nominated him to be ambassador to the UN, he couldn't get confirmed. There was a lot of testimony about this. And in the run-up to the 2003 Iraq War, he was credibly accused of manipulating U.S. intelligence, not in Iraq directly, but on other weapons of mass destruction programs, basically creating a sense that dissent from the Bush administration's line about WMD in Iraq would be career suicide for people. So there are credible historians who believe that Bolton is, to some degree, responsible for the fundamental lies that got us into the war in Iraq in the first place.
Now, lucky for John Bolton, perhaps, that this job as National Security Advisor does not require approval by the Senate. The president can just hire him, and apparently has. Let's talk about his worldview. John Bolton is famous for statements urging, as we heard, the bombing of Iran, and he wrote about it in the New York Times. He urged preemptive strikes on North Korea, saying basically diplomacy is useless. That's something the president has said in the past, even though he's due now to meet with Kim Jong-un. Talk a little bit more about John Bolton's worldview and how you think he's going to guide President Trump in areas like Iran, like North Korea.
Bolton believes that diplomacy with anti-American regimes, or regimes that he understands as anti-American, can never be successful. The only resolution to those conflicts, because of the nature of those governments, is war and most likely regime change. He won't always say that, but he will. He gets there eventually if you give him some time to talk about it. And that's his basic belief. These are hostile to the United States. They will pose a major threat if they are not dealt with sooner, as you heard in that clip that you just played. And the United States needs to use military force basically yesterday in trying to deal with any number of these different problems. The thing that's consistent about Bolton is he doesn't really talk about the consequences of what would happen if the U.S. bombed an Iranian nuclear facility or tried to take out North Korea's nuclear weapons, which is incidentally not possible. He just says that the U.S. could do those things, that it would be theoretically possible for the United States to set back the Iranian nuclear program. That's probably true in that case. But it also would trigger a much wider war, and it would be costly, and it would be lengthy, according to most military analysts. And the consequences, when you hear Bolton talk about this at least, just don't really figure into the calculus.
Zach, the broader view on the posture of people advising the president on foreign policy now. Just a week or two ago, we had Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State, and still today we have H.R. McMaster, National Security Advisor, the so-called, and I'll use the phrase in Washington, adults in the room, calm and level-headed. Now Mike Pompeo, who's very much in agreement with an aggressive foreign policy, moving over to state from the CIA, and John Bolton as National Security Advisor. What direction does this suggest to you?
Not a good one. Pompeo and Bolton are not the people that you bring in if you want to come to a diplomatic agreement on something. They're not experts on negotiations. In fact, they're arguably hostile to, not arguably, Pompeo made rolling back the Iran deal when he was in Congress before being at the CIA. That was one of his principal goals as a congressman. He failed, but he really believed that the agreement was bad for the United States and that, you know, we needed a more hostile policy towards Iran. So Trump has talked about tearing up the Iran deal, but he hasn't done it yet, in part because his advisors have told him correctly that it would be a disaster at this stage in the deal's implementation. But Bolton and Pompeo don't feel that way. They've taken aggressive postures on Iran, or sorry, on North Korea, and God knows what crisis is going to come up next. And in other ones, you might have had McMaster and Tillerson being like, slow down, think about the options. These people will encourage Trump's more aggressive impulses, which were often on display during the campaign.
A key question going forward with John Bolton as National Security Advisor, is the Iran nuclear deal dead? There's suggestions to indicate that it might be, and we're going to be following that story, probably along with you, Zach Beauchamp, senior reporter at Vox. Thanks so much, Zach.
Oh, thank you.